But it was quite true that Hatsumomo had been desperate to see Pumpkin on the stage. I don't know where she got the idea such a thing was possible. Pumpkin may have earned the Apprentice's Award and received other honors besides, but she never excelled at dance. However, a few days before I presented Ekubo to the doctor, a 17-year-old apprentice with a solo role had fallen down a flight of stairs and hurt her leg. The poor girl was devastated, but every other apprentice in Gion was happy to take advantage of her misfortune by offering to fill the role. It was this role that in the end went to me. I was only 15 at the time and had never danced on the stage before, which isn't to say I wasn't ready to. I'd spent so many evenings in the Okia, rather than going from party to party like most apprentices, and Auntie often played the shamisen so that I could practice dance. This was why I'd already been promoted to the 11th level by the age of 15, even though I probably possessed no more talent as a dancer than anyone else. If Mameha hadn't been so determined to keep me hidden from the public eye because of Hatsumomo, I might even have had a role in the seasonal dances the previous year. This role was given to me in mid-March, so I had only a month or so to rehearse it. Fortunately, my dance teacher was very helpful and often worked with me privately during the afternoons. Mother didn't find out what had happened, Hatsumomo certainly wasn't going to tell her, until several days afterward when she heard the rumor during a game of Mahjong. She came back to the Okia and asked if it was true I'd been given the role. After I told her it was, she walked away with the sort of puzzled look she might have worn if her dog Taku had added up the columns in her account books for her. Of course, Hatsumomo was furious, but Mameha wasn't concerned about it. The time had come, as she put it, for us to toss Hatsumomo from the ring.